Hello, my name's Hannah Dormer with the Shooters Hill Players. With me here this evening, we have Paula Smoothie, also from the Shooters Hill Players. Paula, how long have you been with the Shooters Hill Players?
Well, I think it must be about, is it a year? I think it was it just before the lockdown or around that time? No, it must have been around the lockdown, perhaps early summer last year. And I seen an advert on the next door, Woolwich, I think Woolwich next door, saying about Shooters Hill's Players. And I thought, my goodness, that's just down the road. And it's something I've always wanted to do. So I thought, right, that's it. I'm going to bite the bullet and do it. Yeah.
Fantastic. What's been your experience of joining a theatre group during a lockdown?
Well, it's the first time I've been part of a theatre group, so everything's very new to me. And we did initially start meeting up at Shrewsbury House, and that was great because we're all together and we could act together and move about. And then suddenly we were not even able to meet in person at all and had to move over to Zoom. But what has been so fantastic is being able to do these radio plays because it's just given us an opportunity to act, do very short little plays that we don't have to learn lots of lines for. And yeah, you can, we can, we've been, I've been involved in at least four or five plays now, and it's been really great fun. I think what's been harder though is not actually being able to socialize with the other members because I think we'd get to know each other an awful lot better because we're only really seeing each other when we're rehearsing the plays and so you don't get to know each other. So I think that's been quite difficult or a shame, but slowly, slowly, you know, getting to know people and getting familiar and feeling more comfortable. Yeah, no, it's been good. Very exciting.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm glad to hear that your experience has been positive, at least, even though you haven't been able to socialize and meet up with the rest of the group. Have you just been acting or have you tried your hand directing?
Well, I've just been acting because that was really the main thing that I wanted to do. There's been a lot of, you know, talk about us writing our own plays and things, but I really haven't felt confident to do that. Or I haven't even been able to come up with any ideas because I feel that because these plays are very short, they're 3 or 4 minutes, you sort of have to have a bit of a punchline or a twist or some sort of little thing that brings it together, and I can't think of anything. So I haven't actually written anything yet, but that I'm maybe in the future some great idea will come to me. But some of the plays that have been written have been great, and I've really enjoyed acting them in them. So yes, I've taken advantage of other people's creativity, and I have actually had a go at directing, which is another thing I've never done. This Harry, who runs the group, he was saying, "Does anybody want to have a go at directing?" And I thought, well, that might be something I might like to do in the future. Before you know it, he's saying, "Great, perhaps you could do Sophie and Steve." And before you knew it, there I was thrown in at the deep end and gave it a go. I can't say I know what I'm doing, but it was good. It was interesting. I've always got things to say, so perhaps they've been helpful.
Lovely. Well, it sounds like, yeah, you've had a great time, and I really hope that we do get to hear some of your writing soon. I just have one more question for you, which is, what has been your favorite moment, maybe a funny moment, an unexpected moment, something like that, whilst recording a radio play?
Oh, I don't think there's anything specifics happened or that, you know, like a funny moment or anything, but absolutely have enjoyed doing the real characters. And I've seemed to have been doing a lot of funny characters, and I've really enjoyed that. And you know, trying to, it's quite difficult to get a character to be real without stereotyping them too much, but also funny. And yes, I can't think of anything specific, but just really like the real characters and really getting into them and being funny. Yes, been good.
I know I said that was the last question, but do you have a favourite play that you've done so far?
I have to say, the very last one I've just recorded, which is by Amanda Hutton, and it's called Shut Your Cake Hole, and it's a monologue. And it's such a well-written piece, and I really enjoyed doing it. And I felt that it needed sort of a country accent, but I can't say accents on my. It was very difficult to do a country accent, and I tried Suffolk and Somerset, and I think, and I watched YouTube videos trying to learn how to do these accents. So this accent, in the end, I came out with a sort of a generic Suffolk stroke Somerset accent, and just hope that nobody notices. But yeah, no, that was, I really enjoyed that. I think that's been my favourite so far.
Thank you so much, Paula, and I really look forward to hearing that play.
Yes, you're welcome. I enjoyed it.